Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. The stories today were in Elgin newspapers on March 11, 1921. Atmospheric conditions, which carried smoke from the watch factory chimney to the roofs of the big plant, resulted in a fire scare and a call for the fire department shortly after 10 o'clock last night. According to Fire Marshal William Hable, the alarm was turned in from National Street and Grove Avenue by youths that were told that the rear of the watch factory was in flames. Investigation by the department revealed that the scare was caused by smoke from the chimney, which was driven down onto the roof of the factory. Elgin defeated Dundee 37-28 in probably the most exciting game ever played on the high school floor this afternoon, thereby eliminating the Dundee Quintet from further participation in the district basketball tournament. Boucher, Elgin's sub guard, held Smith, Dundee's star, to only one field goal in the final period. Large folks will be popular on April 20th at the Holy Trinity Lutheran Church when the entire church membership and their families will be entertained at an overall party. Guests will bring one penny for every inch around their waistline. The money is to be placed in the pockets of small overalls. Determined to overthrow the spirit of extravagance, which they declare has dominated school children since the advent of the post-war period of inflation, Elgin Public School teachers, under the direction of Superintendent R.I. White, are about to launch one of the most thorough campaigns of thrift education ever put on the city. Pamphlets from the U.S. Treasury Department will be used as guides and aids to the teachers in conducting the campaign efficiently. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.